because scrub jays are much larger than Bullock's orioles, the only type of oriole I've seen nesting in my yard. I was worried that the jays were trying to make a meal of the young oriole, the one I had heard crying for food. Anyway, when I went to capture the event in writing, it occurred to me that the two types of birds can serve as symbols for certain events that occur in human societies. Because the world frequently strikes me as being very ambiguous, I do my best not to pass judgment on things within a time frame that's inadequate for deeper understanding. I will say, though, that over my lifetime, it often seems to me that human behaviors are not too different from what we see from our fellow animals and even plants in the world around us. Sure, we're supposed to have these giant brains that allow us to, quote-unquote, transcend our animal natures, but then again, we're just another life form, subject to the same demands that include such things as providing for our offspring a world in which they can thrive. It may be that essentially all living things struggle in the world in different ways, but with the same ultimate goal. And humans, because we appear to be so incredibly complex, I would hope that maybe we can figure out a way to not have to engage in conflict in order for us to perpetuate our own self-interest as well as those of our offspring, our societies, and even the living earth in its entirety. But then again, it can be hard to be optimistic sometimes. So this is my poem. Everything worth knowing comes from nature. Wide open windows weather, now in our mountain summer. And what I hear has feathers, just outside, back behind the house. More fluff than quills, but with a big, quivering, opened wide, greedy bill, and hungry, frightened eyes. Not 5 minutes before, I heard the cries, as Papa Oriole chased those marauding jays, who, ever watchful for an unguarded moment, might make a quick morsel of a downy, not new nestling. Baby's careless cries rise to a strident demand for whatever mama jams down the trembling, open beak. There can be no rest, no lapse of attention by either parent intent to still the unfillable needs of expanding flesh and fragile bones, still fresh from its memory of the confining shell. No, the riot cannot be quelled. New life grows, afraid but certain.